Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I could not be more excited to chat with you today. When this came across my plate, I was instantly making notes to myself about a podcast episode that I had to do because I had to share it with you. This became not only my new most favorite quote ever, but also a new and powerful instruction for myself basically all the time. Somebody DM'd me a quote. I don't know the origin of it. I don't know, you know, who to originally attribute it to. Don't care. Still worth sharing. It provided not only such peace and an aha moment for me when I saw it, but since then, I've just found it beyond instructive. Beyond instructive. So shout out to Deepa for sharing it with me. Here's what it said. Better get ready because this is like so good. Record this clip, replay it over and over, share it with everyone you know, please. It said, each morning, your peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. Each morning, your peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. And almost immediately, there were two things that I thought of. The first was my marriage. Peace in my marriage arrives for me to say yes to every single day, maybe in every single moment, probably in every single moment. It arrives for me to say yes to in the form of my choices, right? Peace is available. I either say yes to it or I say no to it, and that yes or no is communicated in the way of my choices. I can have peace in my marriage any day by way of my own choices. What I respond to, how I respond, what I say, how I say it, when I say it, my nonverbal communication. So many things. I just love that so much. Each morning, your peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. It's always there. We just say yes to it or no to it in the way of our choices. Sometimes our choices are our reactions. Sometimes they're not reactions at all. And the second thing that I thought of, this probably won't be a long episode, but who needs it to be with something that powerful, right? Like, we could end it right now. We really could end it right now. And I hope this would get shared like a bazillion times because it needs to. The second thing I thought of was this like frustrating situation that I have been dealing with. The short version is this. I have a handful of different financial people in my life that do different things. I have a financial advisor who helps me with like my retirement, but also investments for my kids. I have an administrator for one particular account that's a pension and legally has to have an administrator. I have a bookkeeper for two of my businesses. I have a CPA and a tax strategist. The tax strategist helps with business stuff and things that I can do certain ways to minimize my tax burden. And it can be a lot to get everybody on the same page, but I've learned the hard way that everybody needs to be on the same page. Because not that long ago, within the last year, one of my people suggested that I make a change, and I did, because it made a ton of sense, like very logical. Oh yeah, this makes more sense than this. So I made the change, and then didn't really think that it affected anybody else in the sort of sphere of people involved with helping me with my finances. So like 6 months go by and it comes up with another person who didn't know about the change, the administrator for this particular pension thing. And it turns out that like it is a big thing and different things needed to happen before this other thing happened, but they didn't happen because I didn't know. And then I have to get everybody on the same page. But the thing about finances, wrapping up this story quickly, is that a lot of it is interpretation, right? Some of it is very black and white, and a lot of it is interpretation. And so I've got all these people, and they have different opinions, and their opinions are in conflict, and I'm kind of in the middle. Like, ultimately, this is my responsibility, but I don't really know. I don't have the expertise that any of these people have, and do I individually like and trust all these people, but when they're in conflict, how would you just pick somebody? Like, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm talking to one person or two people. I'm talking to like 6-7 different people. When they're in conflict, what do you know? So months of going back and forth and listening to this person. Oh, okay, that makes sense. We'll do this. And then I tell another person, okay, this is what we're going to do. We decided, oh, no, you can't do that. And it's literally months of that. And it's so frustrating. And I feel like my time is so limited anyway, because I just don't have a lot of time where I'm not full-time momming to get things done. And when I do have that time, I really need to get things done. And I feel like this has sucked up so much time. So just the other day, I was complaining to Chris, like, I need this to just be resolved. I need to not have every day be going back and forth and then trying to do research to figure things out because I'm hearing 2 different things or 7 different things. So I'm like stewing over this situation when my friend sent me this quote each morning. Your peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. And it just instantly reminded me that getting aggravated over this is a choice. Because another option is just seeing it as a really great opportunity to learn something that I didn't know before, an opportunity to problem solve in a way that I haven't had to problem solve before, an opportunity to practice not being the kind of person who gets aggravated over this little stuff. And as soon as I thought of that and I was like, yeah, like I can choose peace. I can choose peace in the way I respond about this. I can choose peace in the way that I think about this. It's always there. So then I started thinking about this other freaking nutso situation we had. So you guys know we're always doing something to the house here. And recently we decided to expand the concrete around the pool. So we get a quote, and it's just easier to speak in real numbers. So we get a quote for $7,000 to expand the concrete, not very far. Just this area that was grass inside the fence, tear up the grass, put down concrete. So couple months go by, the company come out, they measure twice. They're like, okay, we'll be here on this date to do it. Great. So I'm inside. My mom and my sister happen to be visiting that day. And they're out there with their little excavator digging up the sod. And like 15 minutes after the sod's all dug up, sod that of course we paid for and laid down last year, not even a year ago, a guy comes to the door and he's like very agitated. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I was thinking. I mismeasured this job and I can't do it for $7,000. I can't do it for $7,000. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, you came out twice to measure. Like, how off are you? Thinking it's going to be like, I don't know, 8, 9. He goes, I don't know how I measured this. It's going to be $18,000. So we started at 7. He's dug up my sod. It's gone. It's just poof. It's in a pile. And now he wants $18,000. I'm like, it's not worth $18,000 for me to have a bigger pad. Like, it's not like we don't have concrete around the pool. Like, it's not worth $18,000. Like, no. But now you have a sod dug up. So anyway, that's coming to mind. Like, I was so irritated. I was so aggravated. And I felt like every person we deal with, it just is bait and switch. And then this quote. Every morning, peace arrives. It's an option. In the form of your choices, not in the form of what happens to me, not in the form of what other people do, not in the form of anything but my choices. So we put down more sod, and it's like a frustration, an annoyance, but it doesn't have to redline me. It doesn't even have to be a blip on my radar. it can be another learning opportunity to say, show me your math. I want to be out there when you measure it. After you measure it, walk me through. I want to make sure there are no mistakes in this. I only work with companies who honor their quotes for 30 days, something like that. You know, lessons. Look, how many times do I have to learn that as an adult, these things happen? They're not worth any bit of tension in my life. They're not worth stealing my peace. And peace is an opportunity every day. It is an option every day. It arrives at my door, at your door, every day in the form of our choices. I'm obsessed with this. Like, I don't like feeling aggravated. I don't like feeling stressed. And I think about it in terms of my pregnancy. Peace arrives every day in the form of my choices. And that can be what I do or don't do. It can be what I choose to think or don't think. One of my girlfriends is also pregnant. We found out right about the same time. And her last pregnancy ended in fairly late-term miscarriage. And I'm always impressed by how she's just unwilling to let that fill her with fear in this pregnancy. She's just unwilling. Like, yes, that is an option and it would be logical and all of those things, but she's unwilling because she chooses peace. She just chooses peace. And we were texting back and forth the other day and I was saying to her, you know, I have my own trauma experience with babies, and my daughter died unexpectedly when she was just 2 weeks old. And I was saying, pregnancy is so weird because I feel like if I feel normal, I worry that something's wrong. And she was like, don't do that. Just be like, I'm so glad I feel normal. You know, there are some things that are warning signs that we should respond to, but feeling good is not one of them. Because peace arrives at our door every morning in the form of our choices. And it could be our food choices. I don't know about you. I don't know, man, this is so true for me, you guys. I have so much more peace when I'm being a healthy human. When I'm making great choices, when I'm taking excellent care of myself, there's more immediate pleasure when I'm eating ice cream or nachos or whatever the flavor of the week is. But there's not peace. There's not peace. Pleasure, on the short term, yes. Peace, no. There's so much stress for me when I'm not taking care of myself because there's this looming, like, why did you do that? It wasn't worth it. I have so much weight to lose, or I need to do better, or that wasn't good for the babies, or whatever. Peace arrives every day at my door in the form of my choices. I get to choose it. Whether we're talking money, or we're talking business, or we're talking food, marriage. This is a huge one for marriage. Same thing when I have these moments, and I can only imagine that I'm not the only mom that feels this, but as a mom owning multiple businesses, but also a stay-at-home mom, there's this often this tension of like, I need more time to do XYZ for work. But also this tension of when I'm working, I wonder if Ro is smiling, if he's happy, if he's enjoying himself, if he, you know, like all those things. But I don't need to have any tension over that because peace arrives at my door every single day in the form of my choices. So I can be fully, fully, fully present with Ro by choice. And I can be fully, fully, fully present with my work by choice. And I can have moments of longing to be sitting on the floor playing. And when I'm sitting on the floor playing, I can have moments of longing to be working. And none of it has to be with a sense of aggravation or frustration or resentment or anything. It's just a choice to be peaceful. It shows up every day in the form of my choices. So many of the things that ruffle my feathers, that ruffle your feathers, don't need to ruffle our damn feathers. I posted on social media. What did I say? I was just having a moment. I think I was in bed when I posted it. But I said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but at least 80% of what's stressing you out really doesn't matter. It's true. On that particular day, it was like this financial debacle thing. It was what's going to happen or not happen with our renovation. It was the health of the babies, the health of me, a plan for Roman when the babies are born. 80% of the stuff doesn't matter. You know? And I would say there's also a huge percentage that you can't control. So choose to be joyful. Choose to be peaceful. Choose to be content. Choose to trust. Choose to have faith. Instead of so many of us walking around so tightly wound and ready to snap over, you know, somebody sitting at a green light too long. Peace arrives every morning in the form of your choices. Isn't that just, like, so perfect? I don't even know a better way to say it. I mean, it doesn't need a better way to say it. Each morning, your peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. Take great care of yourself. You're gonna have more peace. Do the thing you said you were going to do, even though you don't want to do it. I did not want to record this podcast tonight. I wanted to do it tomorrow. I was really pumped to talk about this topic, but I've been recording most of the day today, and it's the end of the day, and I want to go to bed, but I'll have more peace if I do what I said I was going to do than if I don't. And that's true for me in every area of my life. If I said I was going to fold the laundry tonight, I'm going to have more peace if I do it than if I don't. I'm excited to practice this in my marriage. Each morning, your peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. Chris was playing for me this, I don't know where it was coming from. He was across the room and I was just listening to something that he put on his phone for me to hear. But basically, it was the story of this guy who was married, had a couple young kids. He was working his tail off, long, long hours. He was coming home at night. The kids were already in bed, and he was just like collapsing on the chair. And, you know, I don't have any energy to do anything at all. And one night he comes home, and his wife's like, let's do something. Let's, you know, let's watch a movie. Let's have dinner together. Let's do something. And he was like, I can't. I don't have energy for anything. I'm just beat. I've been working so hard. And she's like, oh, okay, okay. And then his cell phone rings. And he's like, you know, hey, it's John. And in a moment, his body language changed. And he sits up and he looks like eager, right? He went from totally zapped to eager. And he's like, oh, yeah. No, sure. That's great news. Great news. Good decision. I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah, I can be there in 15 minutes. And he hangs up the phone and he looks at his wife and he's like, oh, honey, you don't understand. Like, this big client, I've been working to close this big client for months, and they just told me they're ready to move forward and they're in the area, and, you know, I just have to close this deal. And she's like, okay. And he gets his bag and he kind of walks towards the door and he turns around and he says, I'm in trouble, aren't I? And she said, no. No, because what you just showed me is how you're going to greet me after work every day for the rest of my life, because what you just showed me is the energy you have for something important to you, even when you're tired. And I can't imagine that anything is more important to you than me and your kids. And I was like, great story. And also, I'm guilty of that. Like, I'm guilty of being too tired for anything else, but if somebody called me with some big, like, hey, you got a huge offer on your investment property. You know, they want to close all cash tomorrow. I'd find a second wind, right? And I don't want my husband to feel like that. Ever. And I don't know what made me think of that story, but I really like the idea of this practice, this message in my marriage. Your peace arrives at your door in the form of your choices. And I think what made me think of it is Chris and I were talking about how, like, the tone for our evening can be set in how we greet each other when he gets home from work. If it's like, Roman's been a nightmare, I need to go to the gym, and when I get home from the gym, I really need to work for a couple hours. it's so different. Or if he gets home and I'm like, hey, what was the best part of your day? The end of it, you know, like those kinds of things can set the tone, as opposed to taking 3 minutes to be affectionate, 3 minutes to be excited to see each other, you know, that sort of thing. It can change everything. And I think it just proves that peace is available every single time, every single time. And the yes or the no to the peace is in our choices, whether that is, do I say yes to this thing or no to that thing? Or it's the choice of how we communicate, what we communicate, when we communicate, if we communicate, what we respond to, what we don't respond to, how we respond. Peace is available every single day. Who doesn't want peace? Who doesn't want peace? I just love this. I just couldn't get enough of it. So I was pumped to share it with you. I hope you'll share it with other people. This is one of those things that, like, we need as many people as possible to hear, to get behind, to practice. We need to support each other in our practice. We need to remind each other of this. Oh my goodness, do we need to remind each other of this? So let's do that, shall we? I'll chat with you soon. Make it a great day. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.